back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, we got some picks, and last week...
I don't want to hear. I can't remember how I did. How did I do?
You lost two games, Tom.
And what did Jack do?
He lost one game.
So I'm like three out from him?
Yes. Jack is 22-2. You are 19-5.
That's totally unacceptable.
Do I get bonus points for getting the Michigan State score exactly right?
No.
I had 28-27. What'd you have?
I had 34-31.
Wow. Did you have the overtime tag with it?
No, I didn't. I did that once at a Michigan State-Indiana game, and Nick Saban came into the press conference, and the first thing he did was address me for that, and I think he wanted to go to Vegas.
Really?
Immediately after the game.
Interesting.
I said it would be a double overtime win. We've got a lot of games to pick here, and maybe the game of the week, Tom, to start with in the SEC. You know, the SEC does something smart, though, is they intersperse these meaningless games in the middle of the season, so maybe more than the Big Ten does, so that starting in September, starting last week, they were playing big-time conference
Well,
games.
Yeah, and the thing about, you know, they make sure they have a big-time game for their 3:30 slot. You know, Michigan, or the Big Ten, their big-time game on ABC today, Eastern Michigan and Ohio State.
That's
so
embarrassing.
So that is, it's horrific.
That's an ABC game?
That's an ABC game. Okay, so that, to your point, very valid point you made, because you got to intersperse those things. If you because all the way you can have a crummy game of the week as your headliner.
Dave Benton is in the producer's studio. I have to ask him a question. Hey, Dave, has Eastern Michigan ever been on ABC?
I doubt it.
Imagine a situation where
I think they were one time when they played Michigan State on one of those 3:30 things in a very regional game. You know, regional. There's a lot of games going on when there were six games before the Big Ten Network came into play. I think there was one time. But anyway, Arkansas, the Hogs taking on Bama. You know, as much as Ryan Mallett is a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate, Alabama, they look really good. And they got Mark Ingram back. I see the Tide taking down the Hogs even in Fayetteville.
Ryan Mallett, the best standstill passer in the country. He's not going to have many chances to stand still today.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to be chasing him all over the place in Tuscaloosa, and I look for the Tide to roll. How about Oregon State at Boise tonight?
You know, Oregon State's got some moxie to them. They got the Rogers brothers out of Fort Bend County, Texas.
Right.
But I think Boise State's going to embrace this game. First opportunity on national TV, so I'm taking the Broncos in this.
I am as well, and Kellen Moore, not impressive looking, but the results are awfully impressive, and one of those guys who looks like he doesn't sweat much. South Carolina at Auburn, Tom.
You go first on this one, Jack.
All right, I'm going to take South Carolina.
Really?
Yep.
You like Spurrier, huh?
I like Marcus Lattimore, and I think that they have a little bit too much for Auburn. Auburn's a good team, very close game, but I'm going to take South Carolina.
Auburn on a Saturday night. In Auburn, Alabama, I'm taking the Tigers.
Okay. West Virginia at LSU.
Now, if this game was played at West Virginia,
right,
I'd definitely take the Mountaineers. But I think the defense is going to be a little too tough for West Virginia. I'm taking Les Miles and the Tigers.
I would agree. I think that's an LSU win, another win for the SEC. How about Stanford, number 16, at Notre Dame?
Stanford, without question, is a better team of these two teams. But I think Notre Dame's going to have something special going on. They're kind of backs to the wall. I think they're, you know, Brian Kelly's got to win this game. We're talking 1-3 here.
1-3 for Brian Kelly.
So I'm taking Notre Dame in a really close game over the Cardinal.
I agree. I think Notre Dame's going to win this one. How about Central Michigan at Northwestern? We plug this one in instead of the Lions-Vikings. Central Michigan at Northwestern.
Going to be close, but I think maybe a year ago it might have been going with the Chips, but I'm taking the Wildcats.
I think Persa is a terrific quarterback for Northwestern, very underrated, and I look forward to Northwestern winning that game. How about Bowling Green at Michigan? You got a score here?
Yeah, I got a score 38-10. I think Michigan's defense is finally going to show up and take down the Falcons.
I don't think much of Bowling Green here. I like Michigan 45, Bowling Green 17. And what about out at Spartan Stadium? We've got Northern Colorado at Michigan State, the second time MSU has played an FCS team.
And I think Michigan State's going to play better than off the hangover, and so I'm thinking I'm taking the Spartans 45-14 over Northern Colorado.
45-14. Okay, I'll say Michigan State 42-13. And your favorite Michigan State finish?
My least favorite Michigan State finish. I'll give you my most horrific moment in Michigan State history. Obviously, it was 2001 Smoker T.J. Duckett.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Broke my heart. Crushed me. Crushed me.
Yeah, it was a moment of beauty. It really was. And, you know, you can look back at the 1990 game in Ann Arbor. That was
very satisfying, too. You look back to 95.
But the 2001 game, I think there were so many factors in there with the penalties and everything. When Jeff Smoker got sacked so many times.
12 men on the field, the whole bit.
Amazing. I want to thank everyone who responded, and we'll throw out these questions every week. And we also want to thank all of our special guests today. Coach of the Week, Dave Maragy of the St. John's Red Wings, and Mason's Jerry Van Havel, Mr. Sportsmanship this week for his actions after the game. Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com. Check out his work. Jamie Morris, former Michigan standout running back. Appreciate him joining us. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, DrJohnB.com. You'll see him at Spartan Stadium and at Lansing Catholic today. And Drew Sharp, columnist for the Detroit Free Press. For our producer, Scott Eckersley, intern Andrea Nelson, my co-host, Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling saying, have a great day, everyone.